Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good. So excited for our topic today.
What are we talking about?
Firstly, I hope you guys are dressed. I hope you have your corsets and your heels and your lace.
Okay,
so we're doing Fallen Angel, which I've discovered so now we're getting things. It's a Spotify playlist, so it's not like a genre, but most of them are a particular genre of what's called symphonic metal.
Okay,
so
right.
Not all symphonic metal is Fallen Angel, but so I think the Spotify playlist is interesting because it's, you know, it's reflecting people and what people think and what they're pulling together.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not record labels per se, you know, it's not the bands probably. So Fallen Angel is a type of symphonic metal. So symphonic metal, you can have any metal with symphonic elements. So you can have symphonic death metal, symphonic black metal.
So does that just basically mean it's got like orchestral bits in it?
Yes.
Right. Okay, I'm following.
But this kind of symphonic gothic metal is where, so, you know, all the metals have a different aesthetic, right? You get your like denim and black t-shirts.
Yep.
You get your weird face paint.
And you get your corsets and your lace dresses.
So this is the gothic metal. And so it happens to have a lot more women-led bands, which is interesting. I just read this article, though, that's like, when are we going to finish calling it female-fronted metal and just call it metal?
Yeah, fair.
But you do, you know, it is important to the community because there's so many women metal fans and women in the, you know, organization and the production and the management of all these bands. So, you know, but it still is possibly a novelty and a gimmick. Like there's still like metal magazines that once a year will have the women issue and they're like, come on, can't we?
Yeah. Also, I mean, I don't think we can necessarily call this like your straight classic feminism when you start to get into some of the subject matter, which maybe will take me to my first song here. It's by Enkel Nation, which I think means Angel Nation, is that right? Tears of Lust. Oh, here we go.
So you get power metal plus classical, a little medieval-y.
Just a little bit of medieval metal on your Friday. Ooh. Okay.
So this is 2014. They're a London-based band, but the singer is Finnish, and that name of the band was Finnish.
I'm just waiting for the drop.
Yeah.
And I'm slightly dreading it. Oh, here we go.
So
okay.
You get a lot of wind machines in the forest. women with black lipstick. Now, I had never heard of this festival. So they first played at, it's called the Bloodstock.
Bloodstock.
Instead of Woodstock, yeah. Bloodstock Festival 2014.
I'd also just like to say, text us your reckons about Fallen Angel on 5395, please.
So
would love to hear that.
You get in some of these playlists, you get lots of mentions of Ruins, Asgard, a band called the Emerald Sword.
Nice. This is giving me kind of like Mills and Boone romance novel cover.
Yes, Dungeons and Dragons.
Energy.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Cool. Love
Fantasy
that.
Fantasy lyrics. I mean, she does have a beautiful voice.
She's got a gorgeous voice.
And she's beautiful, and all these lead singers are beautiful. And, you know, I do see in the comments, you know, about how beautiful the singer is.
I did say earlier on in the show, when we were listening to this in the BFM lounge the other day, Amelia said that she thinks it surpassed electro swing as her least favourite genre that's appeared.
Yeah, I was a little worried because, I'm going to say I don't like it. And I don't want to upset people who do like it because you're allowed to like what you like.
Each to their own.
And just because I don't like it.
This is a whole vibe for a whole group of people and that's awesome. It's not my vibe. Secret truth. I'm enjoying these dance moves you've got going on here, Kirsten.
Yeah, I wish I had sleeves, you know, they're more flowing. You need those.
as you said, it's got this like fantasy element. It's got a lot of women fronting these bands. How did we get this particular movement in metal? Is this like a recent thing? As you're saying, this is a really recent song.
Yeah, and these are all really recent. So I do think it is more recent with, I mean, so metal has been dabbling with symphonic elements since, you know, like the late 80s, which still think is an odd juxtaposition, right?
Totally,
because metal
is
sort of anti-formality, you know, anti-stability, anti-respectability. But I guess you get that sort of European, metal's always had a really popular, like, Europe.
I'm just
element.
Gently fading as we speak.
You get that sort of European element where they're just sort of unabashedly a little bit cheesy.
Yeah. It's got a Eurovision flavor, kind of.
Yeah, and mixing it with you know, what they like. And if you grew up with classical, and it works with elements of classical because the sort of virtuosity, the show-off players, you know.
Oh, here we go. All right, the reckons are coming in thick and fast on the text machine. God awful. It's the first one. Meatloaf? ?
Yeah, I hear it.
This is amazing.
Is Meatloaf a fallen angel, though?
He is the fallen angel.
He made them fall. He pushed them over. So the band calls themselves Gothic Symphonic Metal. This is 2015. They're Greek.
This is a song called Everlasting Pain.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
strong. Someone says anime. Apparently this is really popular in anime.
I can hear that.
That's interesting.
Now, the Metal Archives lists this band as having themes of emotions, humanity, and religion.
Just themes of emotions.
Emotions.
Just all of them.
What's
none
the
in particular,
theme?
Just
emotion.
All. Someone says, I reckon this is what Frodo got psyched to before he headed off to Mordor.
Yes!
Very specific take.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to replay Lord of the Rings and put this music behind it.
Having a good time there, Zoe?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't think any of these songs have the examples, but there's another phenomenon in this music that's called Beauty and the Beast vocals.
Oh.
Where you get a woman soprano singing like this matched with a man doing the death growl.
Oh my.
And they're called Beauty and the Beast vocals.
Oh, my God.
You learn something new every day, folks.
Is it, someone said, is it fog in Auckland? No, it's dry ice and smoke machines. I appreciate the lesson, but make it stop. Bro, we've still got one more song.
Actually, I think that's going to be my lecturing theme. I appreciate the knowledge, but make it stop. I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
I will move us on to our third track, though.
Oh.
Sorry to Medin Agen. This is Elfurja with Toys of a Modern Man.
Oh my gosh.
Shreds.
Okay, one of the reviewers said this was like, it's a spiraling unpaved road through a forest of love and dreams.
Is that a YouTube comment? That's so good. Rock opera is a text that's come in a couple of times here.
You guys are finding good usages for it.
You know, this is kind of reminding me of Evanescence a bit. Evanescence in this genre? I love that song.
Well, I mean, they definitely have a fallen angel vibe, don't they? Yeah.
But that kind of is more emo as well. It's got one foot in each world, really. Everlasting Pain should be the name of this genre. Someone else is asking about Evanescence as well. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I listened to about 50 songs and I chose the best ones.
Oh my gosh. Really out here doing the hard yards for us.
The production's quite,
searching
something.
For the adjective.
Yeah, I'm looking for the word here. Specific. The production, I mean, honestly, no offense to this genre, but these could have all been from the same band. Like, this could be the same band that we've just heard three different songs of.
You can say that about any genre. Come on.
Well,
someone texted in, these bands sound like ABBA's Rebellious Kids.
Ah!
Oh, my gothic heart is quite enjoying this genre as a nice text.
Yeah, I rate that.
Live your life.
Also, this person who says they've got a studio in Storage King Avondale and there are three different bands that play this, I cannot help but throw a goat.
Okay, so like it's happening here. No, there's such a market for it. Like if you look at the comments and the playlist, like people are loving it. And so, you know, what does that represent about us? That we want to, you know, like the fantasy, we enjoy fantasy. We enjoy women vocalists, you know, in metal. We enjoy wearing a corset.
Everlasting pain. I mean, honestly, I can absolutely see how people would get into this. You just probably won't catch me in the mosh pit anytime soon, but I respect your right
to
mosh out.
Depends on the night, really.
And I got to say, some of these women, you get some different non-mainstream body types.
Hey, now that is cool. That's cool to see.
Yeah, it is really cool. You know, they look like they stepped out of, you know, Zabat Oktoberfest, you know, and that, you know, everyone's lusting after them like everyone else. Like, it's definitely seems like a more open, friendly space, you know?
Tears of lust.
Yes, yes.
So this is Toys of a Modern Man by Alfuria, if you want to go look it up.
They're from Switzerland.
They are Swiss. We had Medinagen. Where were they from again?
London, but she's Finnish. Oh, no, they're the Greek ones.
Oh, the Greek ones.
Ones from Paris.
This is quite European vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Everlasting Pain was the name of that track.
Finnish. Oh, yeah.
Then we had Enkelnaschen. Enkelnaschen, rather, from London via Finland.
I do think this would make a good dress-up party. You know, with the wind machine and some forest decorations.
Hard out. Kirsten, thank you. I feel like a changed person
that
after
amazing.
That. Fallen Angel, wild ride. Where are we going next week?
I'm going to have a song. Okay, I've changed my mind. We're going to do the Crooners.
The Crooners.
Crooning.
We love a good vibe shift. Thank you very much, Kirsten. Have a wonderful weekend and rock on.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
All right.